Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing of the chapter of expressing one's love and showing love one's fellow brother. Hadith we did last, and Abi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, anin Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qal, Saba'atun yudhilluhum Allahu fi dhillihi yawma la dhilla illa dhilluhu. Hadith Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that 7 people, Allah Pak will give them shade on that day when there will be no other shade. The first person is Imamun Adilun. That Imam, that leader that is just. We explain why. Why a just leader? Because of that very, very important position that a just leader holds. From the top, if there is justice, there is honesty, automatically down it will filter. Why? Because people know that now the person that they are going to be reported to, that person is a very fair and honest person. But if the people on the bottom know that the people on the top are on the take, then there will be no justice system left. Because every time somebody has got some case, somebody got some situation with the police, with the courts, or with any justice system, then all he needs to do is go to one above, pay the person and get his work done. There's no justice system left. So therefore, yeah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, that person who's the imam, who's the leader, in whichever position he is, if he is just, there is hope on the day of Qiyamah. Nabi alayhi sallam is informing us that this person will be given the shade under the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next is, وَشَابٌ نَشَأَ فِي عِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ. A young person who grows up in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one hadith is mentioned, الشَّبَابُ شُعْبَةٌ مِنَ الْجُنُونَ. That youth is one branch of madness. When a person is young, he thinks this world is going to last forever. He's got that energy, he's got the strength. And in that age, in that excitement, in that vigor, he wants to do everything. The last thing he is thinking of is being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, that young person who grew up in the ibadat of Allah, in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this young person is going against the norm of all the other youth who want to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the energy, with whatever free time they got. He's going against the norm and he's obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to reward him for that, this person also will get the shade under the arsh of Allah, whose heart is attached to the masajid. So this person, all the time his heart is in the masjid, like the example that Maulana gave yesterday, is like a fish in the water. When the fish in the water is comfortable, it is breathing, it is moving, it is very happy. The moment it's taken out of the water, how does it feel? It feels very, very uncomfortable. It wants to go back. So a believer is like that. When he comes out of the masjid, automatically now his heart is thinking, when is the next time I can come back to the masjid? I can feel that sukoon, I can feel that serenity, that peace. So his heart is attached to the masjid. He doesn't see it as though this is a big musibat, a big difficulty, I have to go back to the masjid. He's happy to go back to the masjid. The next thing, وَرَجُلَانِ تَحَابَّ فِي اللَّهِ اِجْتَمَعَ عَلَيْهِ وَتَفَرَّقَ عَلَيْهِ. Two people, they love for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they get together, they're getting together, they're talking, they're meeting, they're joking, whatever it is, is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they're dispersing from there, they're moving out from there, is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَرَجُلٌ دَعَتْهُ إِمْرَأَةٌ ذَاتُ حُسْنٍ وَجَمَالٍ. A man who, a woman of nobility and beauty calls him, then this person, what does he say? He قَالَ إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهِ. He says, I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we mentioned yesterday, why these two qualities were mentioned? Because naturally, if some ugly woman, one big fat mama for example, calls a person, then he says, أَنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهِ, I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no great kamal in there. Why? Because no attraction, no nothing. But a very beautiful woman calls him, and not only she's beautiful, but at the same time she's from a very noble background. In other words, whatever she's calling the man towards, it's very likely that she'll keep the secret also. Because of her nobility, she won't expose it. So now the attraction is compounded. One is she is beautiful also, one is she's coming from a very noble background. In other words, she doesn't have a history of looseness, of taking your information and spreading it and making it viral. She doesn't do all these things. So now that attraction of this woman calling a person towards haram becomes compounded. So here a person in that compounded state, he says, إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهِ, I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is enough for me to go against what I'm being called towards. This person on the day of Qiyamah will be given the shade under the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next thing, وَرَجُلٌ تَصَدَّقَ بِصَدَقَةٍ فَأَخْفَاهَا حَتَّى لَا تَعْلَمَ شِمَالُهُ مَا تُنْفِقُ يَمِينُهُ. A person, he gives sadaqah, he gives charity, but he conceals it to such an extent that the left hand is not aware of what the right hand is giving. What a beautiful example. The two hands, as though they are true companions, and they are so close to each other. So this person is giving sadaqah, but his close friend also is not telling his friend that this is what I'm doing. He's doing it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if the left hand doesn't know, can you imagine everybody else, all the other people? So as we mentioned, there's two situations. Normal situation, a person gives sadaqah, he doesn't let it be known. But then you get other situations where it is encouraged for a person to let it be known that he's given sadaqah. For just some simple example, if there is a pledge line. Now, the pledge line, or there's a pledge now for a contribution to a masjid, madrasa, to some welfare. Now, one person says, I'm giving 10,000. The next person sees that he gave something, so he is encouraged now, let me also give something. He wants to give. The third person says, hey, they too give, so he wants to give. So one person's giving is encouraging the next person. In a situation like that, then Sharia encourages us that we give openly. Why? Because now we are encouraging others. Or if one person is feeling shy enough to read Quran, he says, hey, nobody's reading Quran in the masjid. One person takes the Quran and he starts reading a little bit loudly. So next person, now he feels encouraged, hey, let me also read some Quran. So like that he gets encouraged. So this person is not reading to show off, but he's reading as a form of encouragement. So in situation like that, deen-wise, there is sawab for this. On one occasion, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he was encouraging Sahaba, it was the Jayshat al-Usra, that expedition of Tabuk, he was encouraging them to give. Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu, on that occasion, openly he gave 20,000 dinars. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam got so happy. It was a difficult time. He got so happy with what he had given. Approximately one third of the army he had equipped also. So Nabi alayhi salatu took that dinar in his hand while he was sitting from side to side. He tossed it around and he said, Ma darra Uthmanu ma fa'ala ba'd al-yum. That no, whatever Uthman radiallahu anhu does after this day, it won't harm him. In other words, that he had got the dua and the maghfirah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that kind action of his, that one third of that army he had equipped, 20,000 gold coins he came and he gave openly as an encouragement to others that they should also be giving. So the last part of this hadith, وَرَجُلٌ ذَكَّرَ اللَّهُ خَالِيًا فَفَاضَتْ عَيْنَاهُ. That person who remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, and remembering Allah, he's remembering his gunas, he's remembering his sins, and now he's crying in solitude for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah loves this tear so much that Allah Pak will bless this person on the day of Qiyamah with shade under his arsh. So this hadith, وَعَنْهُ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يَقُولُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِنَ الْمُتَحَابُّونَ بِجَلَالِي الْيَوْمِ وَظِلُّهُمْ فِي ظِلِّي يَوْمَ لَا ظِلَّ إِلَّا ظِلِّي. رواه مسلم. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say on the day of Qiyamah, أَيْنَ الْمُتَحَابُّونَ بِجَلَالِي. We are those people that loved each other only for my sake. For my sake, for my majesty, they loved each other. Where are they? Where are they today? Imagine Allah will make an announcement on the day of Qiyamah. Where are these people that just loved each other for my sake? Udhilluhum fi dhilli. Allah Pak will say that I am going to give them shade under my shade. It means very, very hot. 1 mile above the sun is. People are boiling. And Allah Pak is making this announcement that I will give them shade from my shade. Yawma la dhilla illa dhilli. That day when there is no shade except my shade. Allah Pak will give them like a VIP lounge, VIP treatment, beautiful shade, much better than the best air condition of this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give those people on that day. Why? Because they love each other only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal on these beautiful ahadith. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.